Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So good to see you. Sorry, I was a minute late. I was running around. We are at a VRBO and having an amazing time. And today before we jump in, I feel like, let me just give you a tour of where we're at, because we feel so super blessed to be here. And I wanted to make sure that I share what's going on, because today we're going to talk about $1 million cleaning company systems. And I got to tell you, that systems are really what build your ability to kind of do what you want. Hey, Cecilia, good to see you, sister. So let's see. It's probably going to be super too bright out here, but see, I don't know if you guys, that's our view, kind of look at the ocean. It's amazing. Actually, I'm gonna see if I can sit out here and still have good internet. All right, so today, and the reason we're kind of showing where we're at is, hey, Denise and Mark and Julie, is I still remember the first time I had my service business that I was able to travel and kind of live the life that we want. And oh, Natalie says sound is great, which is fantastic. All right. Hey, and we've got people coming in from Washington. So yeah, we're here because my wife grew up here. And I'm sorry about the squinty eyes. I got the sun in my face, but if I go this way, I think it'll be dark. So we'll just give you the squinty eyes. Anyway, today we wanted to talk about, or we're going to talk about, how to systematize your cleaning business so you can have the freedom that you want. Because it's funny that, let's see if I can get a little more comfortable here. It's funny how systems are really what give you freedom, right? We can have, and yeah, see if I get too, if I get too far, the freedom, it goes bad. All right. So the problem is, when we don't have systems, our business kind of runs us. And when our business runs us, even if we have all the money in the world, we can't do what we want, which is terrible. The beautiful thing is, when you have systems, not only can you do what you want, but it's funny, the money tends to come. Fatty says, looking good. All right. Fantastic. Lou's here. Good to see you, buddy. I miss my friend Lou. He's one of our coaches and a heck of a nice guy. So if you are here to talk about systems, and really, believe it or not, the title systems, but what I really want to talk about is freedom, right? Because that's what, I don't know that people really want systems. They want freedom to, Jason Johnson, one of our millionaire masterminds from Alaska, says working in the sunshine is great. What would you know about sunshine in Alaska, Jason Johnson? How dare you? Actually, it's so funny. They're like, yeah, we didn't do much work today. We just kind of hung out because the weather was nice. And I say, well, what do you mean weather was nice? Like, it was 42 degrees and sunny. We weren't covered in snow. Gotta love the Johnsons. Actually, it's kind of like nice here, but it's, gosh, wish you guys could see the view, because it's great. So today we baited and switched. We put in systems because that's what you guys want to hear about. But what I think you really, really want is freedom. So we're going to talk about the systems, but not just systems, how to get you freedom. And we've got Sean Bandick on the phone, or on the broadcast. So you know it's going to be a good time. All right, let's jump in, guys, gals. The reality is, if you are like most of the folks I've coached, you got into this business because you wanted freedom. But you found yourself either stuck at the same income level, oftentimes working more, making less, and more frustrating, you find yourself putting out the same fires day after day after day after day. And the crazy thing is, we love it, right? We would still rather kind of work for the insane person that we shave with in the mirror every morning. Sorry, ladies, you probably don't do that. Maybe, you know, your legs, you can still be looking at yourself in the mirror. But we would rather work more hours for less money if we can have that freedom, right? If we could be our own boss, if we could do what we want to do. The problem is, so many of us settle for that, right? Because we love this entrepreneurial journey so much, and it's so worth it to be able to do what we want, we will settle for not having, you know, for working more hours, for making less money, and not really having the freedom. So today we want to talk about systems that will give you freedom and give just really your business life. So let's just jump in. Because the reality is, if you don't have the right systems in your company, you don't have a company, you have a job, right? And it may be a better job than the job that you had, maybe a worse job, but you really have a job without systems. So we want to talk about how to build these systems. All right. Sorry, I've got my notes up and I went to the wrong spot. All right. So the first thing is we make the mistake of thinking, well, if I just had systems, then everything would be okay. And as big of a fan as I am of systems, that's not quite the whole truth. And I want to make sure we get the whole truth so we've got a good foundation to build on. The reality is we absolutely need core values first, believe it or not. I'm so sorry, I'm looking right into the sun. So I feel like I'm squinting at you. Here, maybe if I do this, I don't have to squint as much. Jorge says, hello. The reality is we need a team that's kind of down with your cause, that shares your values, right? Once we've got a team that believes in what we believe in, let me see if I can get over this over here so I can be less squinty. So this is how you know it's live, by the way, when I'm walking around constantly trying to find a good place to broadcast. Oh, this is perfect. This might be where I do a Thursday's broadcast. Oh, we're here for 2 weeks, by the way. So you guys will have to give us votes of what you'd rather have. Good background, me squinting, sun, no sun. Hey, Daphne from Wichita, good to have you. So as important as systems are, we kind of have this belief that if we just had this big book of systems, right? I think Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth, which is a great book, kind of did this to us a little bit, where we think if I just had this big book of systems, everything would be great. I'd have everything I need. Life would be great. And the reality is, that's not the complete truth. So we're going to talk about what we really need. So first and foremost, I found, hey, Amy from Australia, love having our global friends here. What I found is, no matter how good your systems are, you can train the right people to do the right things, but the wrong people only know how to do the right things in their mind, which is going to be the wrong things in your mind. So first and foremost, we've got to have a team that shares your values. Not just a team, but employees, vendors, customers, prospective employees, all that sort of stuff. So you can be on the same page. There's no freedom if you've got employees who constantly think that they can take advantage of you, or that you don't deserve to get paid, or there's all sorts of weird stuff that you can believe that are going to cause employees, that is going to keep you from having freedom, even if you have systems. So you've got to make sure that you've only got people that share your values, they're down with your cause, they really want to serve at the level that you serve at. So I use the example all the time, as I've been so blessed with the team that we have, and Sean and Lou look like they're here on the call. Both super talented guys, and they both have the ability to make lots of money doing lots of different things. They choose, I believe, to be here, part of this team, because they believe in what you guys do, right? We're about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, and that's what's important to them. So it's easy when we give them systems to follow, because those systems help them be more of who they are. But if they're not really about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, I can have all the systems in the world to try and make them be somebody they're not, and it's just never going to work. So really important that we don't think systems are the beginning and the end. They're a huge piece, but if you don't have the right team that's down with your cause, systems alone aren't going to do it. All right, the next thing is, a lot of people think like, oh, well, once I get big, or the million-dollar companies, they've got this huge advantage that I don't have, right? I don't have access to that. Once I get bigger, then I can afford to get systems. The reality is, they do have better systems than you. But they got them by extreme ownership, right? By trying and failing, right? And trying and failing faster and harder, more often than maybe you have, and following some version of what we're going to talk about in terms of how to make systems. So let's dive deeper into that. So another belief that is going to get in the way is, I don't have time to make systems, right? Like, I'm too, you don't understand, Mike. I'm cleaning, I'm driving, I'm doing rag, whatever your day looks like. We've got this belief that I don't have time to make systems. The reality is, little companies don't have time to make systems. Million-dollar companies have million-dollar systems. That's really the difference. The difference between a million-dollar company and a little company is the beliefs that the owner has, right? The habits that they million-dollar owners exhibit million-dollar habits, and those kind of flow down into their team, and they have million-dollar systems. That's really it. The reason you don't have time is because your systems cause you to do everything, right? Because you do it, an employee does it, or a system handles it, or an employee and assistant together handle it. But if you don't have employees, you don't have systems, then there is no other option than you doing it. So most of the time we think, I don't have systems because I don't have time. And the reality is, you don't have time because you don't have systems. And if you want a different result, this is going to sound obvious, and you guys know it, but sometimes we need reminders. If you want a different result, you've got to take different actions, right? So just thinking, if I keep working in my business, it'll magically get fixed, or if I just try harder, that's not the reality. We got to do things completely different than the way we've been doing them if we want complete different results. So that takes us back to kind of what we talked about earlier. Like, if I just had this big binder full of systems, everything would be great. Well, the first problem with that is, again, we really need the core value-based people to follow those systems, right? So the binder without the people is almost worthless. But once you've got the core values, then those are the foundations for your systems leader. Hey, Ashley's in the house, one of our next level members. Can't wait to see you guys on Wednesday, by the way, next level folk, tomorrow. All right, so the reality is the core values are the foundation for your systems. And if you have strong core values, your systems will naturally flow from that, right? Because that's kind of the answer that we that's kind of where we start. So if I need to figure out how we hire people, well, I go right to our core values, which is have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And I go, all right, what's the most fun way we can hire people? How can we be completely real about who we are as a company and get the people that we're thinking about hiring to be completely real about who they are as a team? And how can we make sure that we only get people that really, really, really want to help out, right? They're just perfect example. Hopefully you guys get this, but we love serving you, right? this job can actually be a lot of work, believe it or not, leading a community of this size and trying to serve all of you guys at the different levels of our community in different ways is a massive amount of work and a massive amount of undertaking. We've got a team of people to try and serve you guys. And if it was just for the money, and again, making money is one of our core values, right? So it's not, I don't want you to feel bad for us. We get paid very well, and we have lots of fun. But if Sean and Lou and Lindsay and Jared and all the people on the team and Mariana weren't all about desperately helping people and that wasn't important to them, I could make every system in the world. They're just not going to do it, right? Like Sean and Lou, they do little things for our clients that I could never systematize, right? Like, how do you systematize someone caring or that being important? So it's really important that when you start with your core values, the natural systems flow out. And then Lou might do something really sweet or special for a customer. I might go, holy crap, that's amazing. We need to do that for every customer. And then we've got a new system, right? So if we start with the systems and try and work backwards to who we get, it's going to be really difficult. You want to go from who you are as a person, build a team with those people that share those same values, and then the systems will make sure they have those values as well. The good news is you already have systems in place, and those systems are already completely in line with the values that you're living. So if you're not living your core values, you're going to have systems that reflect that. When you are living your core values, the systems that you have reflect that, right? So the beautiful thing is before you go, oh, I've got to have this binder, it's got to be 300 pages long, and I've got to type it, and it's got to be this huge, massive amount of work. The reality is, realize you've already got every system in your business is already communicated. Now, that system might be when something goes wrong, call who do we got? Desiree, right? She said, took me 2.5 years in a pandemic to finally pay for the insurance to start hiring. So excited. Good for you, sister. So the system might be when something goes wrong, call the owner, call Desiree, right? She'll figure it out. That system is not gonna result in a lot of freedom for you. It is gonna result in you making all the decisions, which I've been down that road. It feels great for a couple months, but until you want to go take a vacation or be somewhere, do something separate, all of a sudden it's not the great system. So the good news is you already have systems in place and you've already communicated them. Even if you don't have a big binder, every single system about how do we clean, how do we hire, how do we do everything that goes on in your business, you've already got a system for doing and you've already communicated that system. It's just not, just haven't done it on purpose, right? Typically, it's not the right system and the systems don't reflect your core value. So the good news is you have the skill already. I think the big thing that stops people is they think, I tried to make systems, but it's too hard or I don't write well or it's going to take too much time or if I pay somebody. And they just feel that there's this bridge right between where they are and their systems, and they just can't get there. So I want to encourage you. You've already got that bridge. You've already communicated every single system in your company to your employees, and you've done it effectively, right? The only difference is the system that you communicated may not be the right system. So all we have to do is continue to communicate the systems the way they've been doing it. And I'm going to give you some even better ways, but you've got the infrastructure in place to communicate to your employees what you want them to do. You just haven't been clear on what you want them to do. So what you've been communicating maybe has been a little fuzzy. First and foremost, simpler is better, right? Not only is it, hey, Maria from England, good to have you, sister. We've got a lot of global folks going on at this time. So simpler is better. We think we need this big binder. It needs to be, full of subsections and sections and table of contents and all sorts of nonsense. And it just has to be this huge endeavor, right? And then what happens is because it's so overwhelming, we get nothing done. We don't do anything because it's too much of a freak out. So the reality, the quickest and easiest ways to make systems are first and foremost, get clear on your core values. And that's something we help you do. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com if you want all sorts of resources on core values, because that's the foundation of everything. Once you're clear on your core values, hire and build a team that share those core values. And then all you have to do is kind of look at each system in light of, is this the best way to have fun, make money, be real, and help out? That's ours, right? You're going to have yours and they're going to be different. Hey, Ramon, good to see you, buddy. And once you decide what is or is not, Denise says, yeah, make it so true. Core values, and not the right system, and not right system is so correct. All right. So once you've got those core values, you've got this team, all you have to do is look at how do we do this thing? And is it in line with our core values? That's really it. So if it's hiring, right? And let's say your hiring system currently is you don't hire until a bunch of people quit, and then you're desperate for people, and then you're struggling, and either you clean or you've got cleaners working 50 or 60 hours a week. Is that part of your core values, right? So for me, my core values would be to have fun. Well, it is not fun to beg people to clean extra who already clean 40 hours a week, or to have to beg anybody to do anything. It's not fun to have to hire last minute and have warm body syndrome where I'm taking people I know aren't a fit. It's not making, certainly not making anybody any money. So, and if I'm being real, I have to be real and go, this isn't working, right? So I might create a system that goes, how can I make sure I've always got employees and we kind of do this in advance? What's a more profitable way? What's a more fun way? How can I help out? How can I serve more people, right? It's really tough to serve people at a high level when you're cranky or when you're working too hard. So steps are you're going to get clear on your core values. You're going to communicate them to yourself and your team early and often. And then you're going to start holding the systems that you have up to the light of the core values that you have and go, and the ones that fit, great. We can just kind of write those down. We've already got those. The ones that don't fit, we're going to change. And we're going to realize we've already communicated every single core value or every single system that we've got to our team. We just typically have communicated the wrong system, which is a problem. The beautiful thing is, like we said, simpler is better. So don't feel like it's got to be this big binder that's full of like notes and subsections and all that stuff. Honest to goodness, the way that we kind of document everything in our company, and Sean and Lou are on here, they can attest, is we just make videos. All the training that I do of anybody, I do it on Zoom. We happen to be, I'm in Phoenix, and of our team, I don't think anybody's in Phoenix. We've got people in New York, Florida, where the heck is everybody? Utah. We had Jared was in Mexico for a while. Arjun says you're in your golden 5 minutes. I don't know what that is, but it sounds good. So I'm going to take it, buddy. So yeah, all that to say, all because we have everyone all over the world, we record our trainings on Zoom. And or we I do my trainings on Zoom and they're just recorded, right? And then all we do is we put those recordings into a training center and then wada bing, wada bang. So every time you train a cleaner, a scheduler, a manager, a salesperson, anybody do anything, most of them you can train on Zoom. Lou says North Carolina. Sorry, buddy, didn't mean to leave you out. He's also got a beautiful beach out there. So he and I are on opposite ends of the coast. I'm all the way west, he's all the way east. So, and you might go, well, my people are in, I do it face to face, we don't do Zoom. That's fine, just record it, right? And you could have a high tech device that you probably got in your phone or in your pocket to record those things, right? They don't have to be fancy. So if it's a non-cleaning thing, I would just do the training on Zoom, and then I would just record that bad boy. And the cool thing is, you can it's easy to update, right? Every time you train someone new, just record it. That way, anytime. And again, it's the same thing that we do here, right? If you come to us, say, hey, Mike, help me build these systems. Well, guess what? I've done all the recordings perfectly along, and then we can have you watch them, and it's easier for me to give you updates once you've seen the training, as opposed to me having to retrain everybody every time. So the same way that Lou says you make it too easy, the same way that we train our people, clients that pay us, is the same way that we pay employees that we pay, right? The training is a training. It's just simple. So you want to make everything as simple as possible. Do it on video. I like quick little videos when possible. Big concepts might be longer videos, but little easy concepts could be shorter. Just record what you're doing. And ClickFunnels, you can do a nice little funnel on how to membership site on how to do people. We teach all that stuff in our course. Okay. So the next thing that we get, and this is what makes me so sad when owners try to do this, is they want to delegate their system making, right? And for those of you guys that know me, know I try my best to teach you guys to be as lazy as can be, right? I don't want you cleaning. I don't want you doing scheduling, rags, driving, payroll, accounting, all that garbage. I want you to do as little as possible. The two things that I really want you to do are creating systems and creating culture. That's it. So, and client attraction. We want to make sure that you create that client attraction system as well. So a lot of times people want to get away from that and they say, I'll just delegate it to someone else. The problem is whoever makes your systems typically makes the profit. So in the cleaning business, as you guys know, there's franchises out there, right? And a lot of times the franchises will say, hey, we've got a client attraction system. We've created that system. So we'll do all the client attraction for you. We'll do all the collections for you and just kind of pay you. The problem is they only pay like 70 to 80%, right? And if you're, and we coach to a 20% profit level. So basically what they're saying is we'll create the system and we'll take all the profit and you can have a cleaning job, right? So they get the client attraction system is what's valuable and they're able to charge people for it. So that's an example of delegating your systems. The reality is you can't delegate your systems to creating your system to outside vendor because he doesn't get your core values, right? You are the source of your core values. And you're the only one qualified to really get everybody engaged. The second thing is you want to involve your team in creating the systems, right? So when you're training, if someone's got a good idea or a twist or is just really living the core values in a certain way, you need to incorporate that. And when you try to sub out making systems, you can't do that. The last thing I want to cover is a lot of us have this belief that, well, million-dollar companies, they've got everything perfect. Guess what? I coach guys and gals just starting, and I coach million-dollar companies. Not one of them has it perfect. The reality is, million-dollar companies have just tried and failed much, much more often than you have, right? That's really it. How quickly you fail and then fail again and then fail again and keep failing has a lot to do with how quickly you grow your success. The best way to not fail is to do nothing, and the best way to guarantee not to have success is to do nothing, right? The best way to succeed is to try a bunch of crap and be okay with failing, right? So you've got to be comfortable implementing imperfect systems, right? If your standard for yourself is everything has to be perfect before I implement, nothing's going to ever get implemented, right? And you can't steer a parked car. So I would much, much rather you, and I'm constantly even telling my Millionaire Mastermind folks this, it's really important that you implement a crappy version 1.0, and then we can fix and make a 2.0 or 3.0. And then by the time you get to three or four, it's done, it's ready to go. But you could spend 10 times as much time thinking and planning and preparing and telling and being perfectionistic, like, oh, I'm gonna get a perfect system before I do anything and do nothing, right? Or you can just kind of get something going and then watch it break. And then once you see how it breaks, you're like, okay, now I know what to fix. But if you don't do anything, you get no data, you know what to fix. It's a bad closed loop situation. So yeah, make sure that you are implementing systems poorly and then fixing them as opposed to just trying to make it perfect. So the good news is, and I know the whole we went kind of quick because it's a big topic and I want to give you as much as I could in 20 minutes, but the benefit is once you've got a simple set of systems, it doesn't have to be anything crazy in a core values-based team, you are equipped to build your million-dollar business. You can travel. And like I said, I've got systems and processes and really it's more core values-based people, but we are able to be kind of out traveling for 2 weeks and my company is going to run just fine without me. So some Sean and Lou might argue that it'll run better without me, and they might be right when I'm not in there doing it. So once you build your systems and you've got a core values-based team, you can be in control of your life. You can have freedom to do what you want. If that is something you're like, holy crap, I love the concept, Mike, but I still think I need help. I don't think I can do that by myself. That is what we do all day, every day. That is our passion. Every single person on our team is passionate about helping owners of cleaning companies grow, get freedom, make more money, get unstuck, get the systems that they need to get the business that they want, right? So many of you I know got out of your job and maybe you're making less money working more and you're like, I love the freedom. I never want to go back to a job, but holy crap, I thought I'd have real freedom. If that's what you want, we can absolutely help you. growmycleaningcompany.com/ Vern is like, hello, you just ended the tail end, Vern, but glad to have you. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can jump on the phone with one of our genius coaches like Lou or Sean. They can help you get started with a plan to get you the freedom that you want. That's what we do. And just so you guys know, what qualifies me is I've spent 20 years making dumb mistakes, spending millions of dollars. Ashley says yes to systems, atta girl. Spending millions of dollars screwing stuff up so we can help you guys make smarter, better mistakes and get to freedom and profit and growth faster. So if you want to go it on your own and try and figure it out, I did that for 20 years and it'll get you there if you work hard enough, but it is painful and costs a lot of money. If you would like our help and say, hey, you just show me your systems. We don't take any percentage of your company. We don't do the franchise. We just want to help you guys get where you want to go. It's one of our core values, help out. And we have lots of fun doing it. And we also make money doing it. And we'll always be real with you. So if that tickles where you itch, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Love, love, love to get you on the phone with one of our coaches and ultimately myself so we can personally help you build the life that you want and have this company finally give you the time and money freedom that got you into it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.